This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. In the waning days of 2020, President Trump signed a bill that was officially called the Consolidated Appropriations Act 2021. In it was $900 billion in pandemic relief and just shy of $1.5 trillion to fund regular government functions through the rest of that fiscal year. Also, though, tucked deep inside, I mean, the thing runs 2,126 pages, was a provision called the No Surprises Act, meant to eliminate, as you might have guessed, surprise medical bills. That part of the overall law went into effect a little bit more than a year ago, and although you shouldn't be getting hit with big unexpected healthcare bills anymore, that doesn't mean you aren't. From WPLN in Nashville, Blake Farmer reports.
When Blake Richard of Fort Worth, Texas, opened the bills for his newborn's hospital care, he was especially surprised because he learned surprise medical bills had supposedly gone bye-bye. But he and his partner had nearly $2,000 in physician charges.
And we were like, whoa, like, where did this come from? Like, I thought we had insurance. Like, is there an issue?
It turned out the physicians who treated their newborn were out of network, and they were billed for the remainder of what their insurance wouldn't pay. Richard spent months writing letters and pushing back, pointing to the new law, and the physician group backed off.
As a patient in the middle of the situation, my thought process is like, I don't care who's responsible for what. What I do know is like, what's happening to me shouldn't be happening. It's not fair. So you two, whoever it is, the parties, you need to figure it out. I shouldn't be in the middle of this.
While there may still be some people getting these out-of-network bills inappropriately, the law says health plans and providers are supposed to be working out their disputes in a new arbitration process.
I mean, we want patients out of the middle of this.
Patrick Velicky runs government affairs for Envision Healthcare, which is one of the biggest emergency medicine companies in the country. According to new data from the federal government, emergency physician groups are among the biggest users of this new resolution process. It was set up to resolve billing disputes between hospitals or doctor groups and health plans. In a report, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services said they did not expect so many bills in arbitration, more than 90,000 in 6 months, creating a giant backlog. So many bills have been disputed that companies like Envision are being accused of spamming the system to break it. Velicky calls that nonsense.
Believe me, we are not helped by submitting claims that are ineligible. There's nothing to be gained by us flooding the system. Alternatively, there's lots to be gained by the payers.
Payers, as in health plans. Velicky says some are demanding lower rates from doctors and canceling contracts, since now there is so little to be gained by being out of network. Adam Beck is a vice president of the trade group America's Health Insurance Plans, known as AHIP. He says he's not surprised by the grousing from physician groups and health systems.
That's really what the No Surprises Act set out to do, and it leveled the playing field in a way that, admittedly, I think some providers may find uncomfortable.
But there are concerns that the new law will not drive down costs like it was meant to. The arbitration is itself an expense. The federal government has increased the fee this year from $50 to $350. Patricia Kelmar, who directs healthcare campaigns for the Public Interest Research Group, or PIRG, says patients will end up absorbing this cost one way or the other.
That just means our premiums are going to go up. So you may not see it dollar for dollar, and you may not know why, but it is part of the driving costs. We know that hospital prices are going up, and then our insurers have to pass it on to us.
Kelmar says the ban on surprise medical bills was a big disruption that should be good for consumers, but only if the government works out the kinks in the new system. In Nashville, I'm Blake Farmer for Marketplace.